Yes, happy Monday. Hello, everybody, and welcome back. Right, or I'm glad to be back. Yes, if you were following my adventures of travels on the motorcycle, got back yesterday. Could it be, yeah, it's nice to go away, but there is that point of like, okay, I'm ready to go home too, right, and miss some of the family and just stuff and time to get back at it too, right, and had to be back for the show, right? Glad to be back for the show. Happy Monday, as always. As always, I'm your host, David Burrows. Thanks so much for being here. Let's go right to the comments. Let's see who got there first. Jesse got here first. Hello back to you, sir. And thanks. Jesse works down at the Petro Canada over at London and Finch, or London and Lambton Mall Road, however you want to look at it. And he's always wearing the show with David Burrows mask. So I appreciate your support. So if you happen to pop in there and you see the guy behind the screen wearing the mask, that's Jesse. Tell him I said hello. He's like my human gas buddy. Gas price is currently 121.9 over there. Thanks, Jesse. Carl Freeman, always watching from Oshawa, Ontario. Hey, Carl, 73s to you, my friend. And let's see. Holiday Monday. It is a holiday Monday. And I'll be honest, we're keeping it short today. I've got one guest. But he's doing something really, really cool. So I'm happy to have him here. Mike Curry will be joining me in a few moments. Tim is, what do we got here? Good afternoon, Dave. Glad I get to spend a few minutes of my holiday Monday with you from Burlington. Yes, well, thanks for giving me some of your time here today from Burlington. The trip was fun. I got to tell you, and thanks for that, Carl, for the welcome back. I take it the ride was a great success. So Facebook user, so just so you know, we started broadcasting this in the Show with David Burrows group, not just on the page. So if you're watching in the group and you haven't given StreamYard permission, I won't know your name. So if you want me to see your name, come on over to the Show with David Burrows page. I know it's confusing. We got groups and we got pages and we got personal timelines. And now we've got video rooms you can create on Facebook, audio rooms, and we've got, yeah, right. So, whoever you are, it was a great success. I have to be honest with you. It was an emotional week for me because this was a bucket list item for me to do a long trip on the motorcycle. I hadn't ever done it. And, I'm not getting any younger, right? I'm 52 years old now, right? I might have to start climbing mountains. I might know a guy who'll talk me into that too. But this was beautiful, like through the Sioux and Thunder Bay, through the mountain and hills, and it was very, very overwhelming in the beginning once I hit that part of it, because it's just so big and you're just, yeah, it's just, wow. We live in a beautiful country, and Ontario alone, I know everybody wants to travel and go to Mexico and Dominican and we want to go to Vegas and all that stuff, but there's so much right here around us. The challenge was part of a thing called Squad Wars, a motorcycle app that Rocky's Harley Davidson in London put together. And one of the challenges was to ride 1,000 kilometers within a 24-hour period. So the first day we left at about 5 in the morning, we drove directly to Sault Ste. Marie with a trip around Elliott Lake. So my butt is just now starting to forgive me. But so I rode 1,080 kilometers the first day. So that was pretty amazing. And then I was able to walk across in I think it was Dorian, where I walked across Canada's longest suspended bridge over this canyon. And what happened was we got there, and I took my drone on this journey. It's going to take me weeks to go through all of the drone footage, and I had the helmet cam as well. I was just transferring some of that before we started the show here. It's going to take me a few weeks, but I'll have a really nice video. But what happened was they normally have a no drone zone there because there was a zip line as well, but the zip line's closed. So they said because the zip line's closed, they allowed me to fly the drone. So I was able to fly the drone over Canada's longest suspended bridge. So the group, Mary, who's out there, hey, Mary, and they all went up ahead of me up the hill to go across. And then I flew my drone and then I started walking up and got more. I'm not sure I could do the mountains, Mike. But anyway, I got to the top and then I got to where you start to walk across the suspended bridge. And I looked and my heart started pounding. I'll be honest, I got some anxiety over it. I was standing there by myself. And, you know, I laugh now because I did it, but I'm telling you, I was scared. And fortunately, another couple came along. They were about about the same age, in the 50s there. And the lady was like, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "I need to do this, but I'm really scared." I wanted to cry. I'm being perfectly honest. And I said, "Would you mind walking across with me?" And so her and her husband said, "Absolutely, no problem." So they went ahead first, and she's just trotting along, la-di-da, and she's, you know, like she would have been swinging on vines if they were there for her. And her husband was just like, "Just hold on, look straight ahead." And then he started kind of a distracted conversation. And I was freaking out. Got across, and then I said, "Take a picture quick." So they took that picture, and then I looked over and she said, "Okay, well, the next one over," I didn't realize there were two. The next one was over further down, and it's 600 feet in length. And I was like, "Do I have to go across that to get back down? Because I don't think I can do it again." And she said, "Well, no, you can walk down the hill and take that way back." I said, "I think I'll go fly my drone now." What an experience, though. I do recommend it if you can do it. So that was it's just woo. So, what an amazing trip. And we did so many other things. I met so many other great people. And so, of course, we saw the big goose and we went to Wawa. And it was just an incredible trip. And I'm so grateful to the Oswald's Diner Company, who put this together and organized rooms, etc. Mary and Kelly and a bunch of everybody. We had a car follow us. They were great. And, we made some new friendships and enhanced some existing ones. So that was really great. And bucket list done. There were two bucket lists done. I wanted to do the bridge thing and I wanted to do a long trip. So all in all, I think it was about 3,652 kilometers I put on the motorcycle in a week. And then Jennifer and two other motorcycles with two other couples rode down to Tobermory and met us coming back off the Chichimon. And this was really cool. The bikes were right at the front. And when we got to Tobermory, it was like, the big thing starts coming down. Of course, we're revving the bikes. Vroom, vroom. We're kind of showing off, letting people know we're there. And then we come out, and yeah, it was exciting. Bonus, Jennifer, this past weekend, last year, was when Jennifer and I had our motorcycle accident, and Jennifer broke her leg in multiple places. And she got back on the motorcycle, and that day she rode down. In 3 days, she did 800 kilometers down and back to meet us. So that was a milestone for her. So lots of great things came out of this trip. I had a little locket pendant. The gentleman who used to own the motorcycle that I have now, it was gifted to me by his wife. So I carry that with me whenever I ride. And then my dad was a motorcycle rider as well. So I had a couple little special coins in my pocket. So dad came along for the ride too, right? Yes, I'm sentimental. Nothing wrong with that. So yes. And Jennifer did ride awesome. Yeah. There's J-Pick. I heard you got a bit wet on the trip. How was that? You know what? We were 2 hours in the rain coming down. We got wet. Put on a rain suit. Way to go, right? But it was the first time I had ever experienced that in a long period of time. The only other rain was with you, Jay, when we were coming back from Wallaceburg last year and the heavens opened up on us. 3,500 kilometers. I logged 3,600 and something like that. But yeah, and Jennifer did ride awesome. So Mary was on the trip with us as well. It doesn't usually rain on... this must be Art saying this. It doesn't usually rain on Art from Oswald's. But Al was with us, and so I think that kind of jinxed the whole situation. At least that's what Art's blaming it on anyway. Karen and Art from Oswald's, thank you so much. They were fantastic to put this on, and it was a big deal for me and so many. And I know it was a big deal for Art as well for many different reasons. So a lot was accomplished beyond just a motorcycle ride in beautiful country Coverdale. Port Lambton. What about Port Lambton? Oh, yeah, right. It was Port Lambton when we were coming back, right? So Yeah. Okay. You get the point there. I could go on, and I will be going on about this for a long time because I've got pictures and videos from the drones, from the helmet cams when we went through the whole trip. So it's going to take me a long time to do that. Yeah, I really did have an amazing experience. And it's one of those things where just do it, right? Do your thing. If you've got something on your list, start stroking them off the list. And if you don't have a list, start making one, because it will come, it will come along eventually, right? I know my first guest coming here can attest to bucket list items. He's climbed some mountains, etc. He is formerly executive director from Big Brothers Big Sisters. He's told me that he's going to be trying out to replace the guitar player in ZZ Top.
Yeah, with the tragic passing of Dusty Hill, I'm thinking of applying to the band. Only problem is I can't play a bass guitar, so I can just be there for looks, though, right?
Yeah, well, Mike Hurry, how you doing, man? Like, you're so brave in all of this.
I'm doing okay. I just came back from picking our youngest boy up at Tim Hortons, and I stopped at Food Basics to pick up a couple of things and quite a few looks from the patrons at Food Basics. But, I should tell you that this morning when Lynn did my hair this morning, Lynn Oje from Ruckle, and I thought, here's Lynn. She's professional. She's been doing this for like 40 years. She really knows what she's doing. But when she was killing herself laughing as she's dying my beard, I was quite concerned.
Well, for those who are just watching, welcome, Mike Curry. I don't want to say former, I say retired executive director, only because you're still really involved with Big Brothers Big Sisters. Yeah. This is really close to your heart. Tell everybody why you're looking the way you are.
Well, Dave, I was going to cycle across the country this year, and with all the lockdowns of, borders and whatever, that just didn't happen. We're going to do that, but we're going to push that back to next year. And that was going to be a fundraiser for the agency. And so I was trying to come up with something else to do. And a few people on a Zoom call suggested that if I died, first of all, it was if I cut my hair and beard, that they thought they could raise some money. And of course, during the conversation, somebody said, well, you should do it in stages. Why don't you dye your hair, and that when you get to a certain dollar amount, then dye your beard, and then the final thing is cutting it all off on August 15th. So we're obviously, we've done the first two stages, had to be to 15,000 by Sunday, and we're at 15,210. And actually, I've got a check for $500 that somebody gave me yesterday that hasn't been entered yet. So we're at 15,710. So,
and I haven't done it yet, Mike. I apologize, but I've got $100 for you as well.
Okay. All right. I'm so glad to hear.
Put that on the list. And then hair removal day
is August the 15th.
And that's going to be at the Refined Fool.
Yeah, Refined Fuel on London Road has agreed to host it. They're going to donate 15% of their beer sales, and Burger Rebellion is going to donate 15% of their sales that day to the cause. So stop by, have a beer and a burger, and join in the fun.
This is obviously you just told us a little bit about how this came about. But, I mean, how many years were you at Big Brothers Big Sisters?
Well, I was the executive director since 1980, so 40-plus years.
Right. And then the decision to retire. But you're still involved. What made you decide retire but still be involved?
Well, I think the final step when you come to retire is finding somebody capable to take over. But, I want to leave them in reasonably good financial shape. And just like lots of businesses, lots of charities this last year with the pandemic have been really hard hit. Big Brothers Big Sisters canceled about $212,000 worth of face-to-face events last year. My goal is to make sure that the organization is sustainable beyond my tenure there. So I just want to do something to sort of put a little bit of money into the coffers and make it a little easier for them to weather the next year.
Yeah. And you're right. Somebody capable has definitely taken over, and a very well deserved Kaylin Burgess has stepped into your big shoes.
Yeah. And Kaylin, Kaylin's sort of been shadowing me for the last couple of years, and she stepped in to represent the agency when I wasn't able to, or sat in on meetings with the region. So she's been with the agency for about 12 years, started as a caseworker with Big Sisters. And I said to the board and to her, I'm not going anywhere. So I'm a phone call away if you need me. And, I've been in there to help her, sort of transition to taking over.
Yeah, well, I know she appreciates you being around. I know she and many there. It seems like the folks that I know at Big Brothers Big Sisters, you know, yourself included, it's not just a career or a job. This is attached to your heart. It's very everybody there seems to be really insincerely to what they're doing. Yeah. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, I think so. And you know what? So I've been there for 40 years. There are staff there that have been with me for over 30 years. And that doesn't happen. And, you know, it's not like they're paying out big, huge bucks to in salaries or whatever. These people are really committed to the kids that they serve.
Right. Yeah.
So the other thing I should mention is that, you know, it wasn't part of the plan, but my sister and Lynn this morning convinced me that I should dye my eyebrows.
Dear Lord.
So, the only thing that's wrong with the eyebrows is I'm not shaving those off on the 15th, so I'm going to have to wait for the dye to come up.
Well, we've got sort of a process of happening here. Like, this was the first part of it. There's Kaylin with you there. Yeah. And then what was this experience like? Like, did it feel weird having this stuff put on you?
Yeah, it did. It was not enjoyable at all. I didn't, I couldn't wait to wash it, to rinse it out. But Lynn said I had to leave it in for an hour so that it would take. It was not the most enjoyable thing. And you know, in my case anyways, and of course I don't dye my hair very often, but my head was really itchy. So I don't know if that's a normal thing or not, but maybe it is. Right. These poor ladies have put up with this every time, you know.
It won't be itchy for long because like now you're going to shave this all off. It almost seems like a waste that you have this beautiful color now and you're going to shave it all off.
So now I've got to invest in some sunscreen.
Right. Now, what about when the locks come off, you know, like the highest bidder, is that right, gets the first kind of shave?
Yeah, the story says, you know, we do it in order. So the person who, you know, donates the largest amount of money gets to shave one part of my head or beard. And, you know, we said just in case, you know, they weren't able to be there or didn't want to take part in that, I have a 14-year-old little brother that would love to do it. So if the highest donor, you know, says, no, I don't want to take the limelight or I can't come, we got a little guy that's just going to...
I wouldn't mind getting my hands on you, Mike.
Well, I'm afraid you're going to have to come up with more than $100, Dave.
I am, for sure. But I think I'm going to be there live streaming all of this as well, the Refined Fool for you. So we'll be able to capture this. This is really unique. Like, did you come up with this or did you somebody else?
I had three people that, like, independent of the, they weren't together when they came up with, I don't know whether they, you know, behind the scenes got together and said, let's convince Mike to cut his hair. But so Debbie Renault McDermott, Anita Manili, who's the fundraiser for Rebound, and Hank Van Enden all said, you know, if you cut your hair and beard off, we could raise you some money. And then it was Anita that came up with the idea of, no, you should do it in stages and dye your hair and beard. Yeah. And so that's how we got to.
That was really nice of them to come up with this.
Yeah, yeah.
Your wife, I'm sorry, what's her name?
Deb,
right.
So Deb is not the I'm getting a call now. I'm gonna just put that on hold. Deb, when I cut my hair off after university, was not too happy. So I don't know that she's really impressed with the dyeing, but I think that she's not looking forward to the hair coming off,
right? But she knows it's going to a good cause, so that maybe compensates for it a little bit. You're close to your goal. Did you have a good feeling that you would reach these goals?
Well, you know, the Sarnia community has always been extremely supportive, and not just of Big Brothers Big Sisters. They really support all of the organizations in the community. It's a great place to live and to work and to run a charity. I did agency reviews for our national office for 10 years and just thought every community in Canada would be like Sarnia until you get out there and find out, no, Sarnia is pretty unique. And, you know, like I said, they're just so supportive of their organization. So, I've had a number of people say, oh, you should have set the goal higher. You know, you're 20,000 is not enough, you know. But I thought 20,000 was a reasonable amount of money, considering I'm not climbing a mountain or, you know, climbing a bunch of stairs in an apartment building. And
right.
Really only had to sit in a chair and get covered with goop for a couple hours, you know. So
I'm so proud of you.
our oldest boy today said, oh, do you want to go to the gym today? And I said, well, you realize I'm doing my beard today. You may want to go on your own because you'll probably have a lot of people wondering what's going on.
Yeah, who's that guy you brought with you?
Yeah.
Very good. What about the locks that are being cut off? Could you like take pieces of that and put them in plastic baggies and auction those? I think you could get some more money out of that.
Maybe. And we'll have to, you know, maybe have a Zoom call and get a few people on and talk about what do we do? You know, souvenir, Mike's beard.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think you'd get some money out of that. Why not?
Okay.
Right?
All right. Okay.
And then, so then you're going to let the hair grow back. Do you, any idea how long you think that'll take? Or?
Well, I'm hoping it'll grow back. I've never, when I came back from Everest the first time, I was clean shaven. That was 2011. That's the last time I didn't have a beard. I mean, it wasn't anywhere near this long, but I've never been bald. I think when I was a kid, I had sort of brush cuts, but this is going to be quite an experience.
How long did it take you to grow the beard the length it is now?
Well, this has been growing all through COVID. I mean, I already had a beard before COVID started. Yeah. I just haven't bothered trimming it. And I'd love to trim it right now because it's getting a little out of hand. But of course, I'm not going to until the 15th. But yeah, so it's been growing for the last year and a half without touching it. Other than trimming my mustache, just so I'm not eating all my mustache hair.
Right. Well, let's talk a little bit more. Thank you for doing this.
We're happy to do it. Thank you, Dave. You know, you've always been very supportive of us, and I know lots of other organizations in the community, so we do really appreciate it.
And you're welcome. And I like the fact that you mentioned that. I don't think I've ever had a guest on the show who's never said that Sarnia is such a unique community when it comes to giving their support and to come together. And you would like to think, I'm sure, yeah, but everybody knows everybody. Other communities do that too. No, I've had the same conversations. It's not the same in other communities. There's good support, but we're kind of our own little unique spot here.
Yeah, I know that's true. And I found that out very quickly when I started going across the country to do evaluations of agencies in other communities. And Sarnia is really unique, but yeah.
What about
a couple other quick things I should mention?
Yeah, go for it.
Now, see, I'm having a senior moment, and I can't remember either one of them. But you go ahead; it'll come back to me.
Yeah, okay. Jump in anytime. Okay. Let's talk about you now, Mike. I mean, you're 40 years with as executive director. You're doing this thing now. What's next for Mike Curry? Are we going to see you in the community still, or you got other plans?
Well, you know what, I'm. Yeah, I'm still going to be involved in things. I'll still be helping the agency out. I still hope that, you know, they get through this pandemic and then by next May, we can do that bike ride. I've got a number of companies that have already come on board. Rotary's already agreed to sponsor the trip. And when I say sponsor, the money's not going to pay any of our expenses. As we've done in the past, all that money goes to Big Brothers Big Sisters. So I hope by next May and I had a couple of buddies that were going to join me that were out in Victoria and going to start cycling back to Sarnia. As a fundraiser, and I'm involved in Rotary. We're gonna stop along the way and meet with some Rotary clubs and stop at some Big Brother Big Sister agencies across the country and hopefully have some fun.
Yeah, I know you've been big into cycling for a long time, and I gotta tell you, when I did my motorcycle trip, I ran into not literally ran into, but met several. There was one gentleman we met. I think it was in Wawa. And he was riding across country he was on his way to Newfoundland.
Yeah. Well, that's my ultimate. This year I was going to ride from Victoria back to Sarnia and then do Sarnia to St. John, Newfoundland next year. Now I'm thinking that I might just try and do the whole country next year, but it's in the works. I was out day before yesterday talking to a guy at his company about some sponsorship dollars. So once we get this done, you know, then I got to move on to the next thing.
You got to be in great shape, man. You must have great legs. I never thought I would say that to you, but.
Well, you know what? I think I'm in reasonably good shape for, I'll be 68 this year.
And, wow.
You know, and part of the doing this is to keep that going, right? To stay in shape. And I have to agree with what you were saying earlier. If you haven't got a bucket list, make it, you know. I always say to people, you know, I have a vision of you. You're in the nursing home and they're rolling you out to the window to, you know, and you're thinking like Mike Curry invited me to go to Kilimanjaro. I should have gone, you know. don't pass up on those opportunities. Like, you know, when you get to that point, hopefully what you have left is all your memories of, and not a lot of disappointments or regrets that you didn't do stuff. So.
It's really a true statement, Mike. So many people don't have that list. And if you don't complete the list, it's okay as long as you made one and you attempted to go for those things. And And don't let the money hold you back, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's ways to come up with that and get people to support you for that kind of thing, as you've been able to show us over the years, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, this is just a way to get a free haircut. I mean, I'm just too cheap to pay for a haircut myself. So.
Don't tell Deb that. She might have paid for it.
All those people are just desperate to get out and get into the hairdressers or the barbers or whatever after the lockdown, and I'm getting one for free.
Yeah, there you go. Mike, thanks so much. And for those of you watching, you can see on the screen, if you want to donate and help support Mike, go to the website on the screen and make your donation online. And if you can't do that, mark on your calendar, August the 15th at Refined Fool, 15% of sales of everything there. That includes T-shirts and beer and food and all that stuff is all going to go towards us as well. But we will be live streaming it, I don't think it'll be as much fun as being right there.
Yeah, because the plan is to do it in stages, right? Like maybe just this hair, half of the head, and then we'll stop and have a beverage and, you know, then half the beard and have some fun. The one other thing I was going to mention, if I have time, is just that, you know what, the community, one of the good things that's come out of the pandemic is the number of people that are coming forward to say they want to volunteer. And the Big Brother Big Sister Agency has had an influx of people saying, you know, I think we've sort of reassessed what's important in our lives, and it's brought a lot of people to the agency. So there's lots of kids waiting. So, you know what, if you've ever given it some thought, you know, now is the time to, you know, come out.
And it doesn't take a lot of time. Like what a Big Brother Big Sister, what an hour or two a week?
Well, we're asking for like 3 or 4 hours a week, but there's other programs, right? We have in-school mentors, we have group programs that are only a few hours for a period of time that don't run the whole year. So there's lots of different opportunities to get involved and really feel that you've had an impact on another person's life, you know.
We saw the videos from the fashion show that happened recently and the previous fashion shows, and not just impacting a young person's life, but it's had an impact on the Big Brother, Big Sister in more ways than they really expected to. And then watch that, you know, young person grow into a young adult, right?
Yeah. And a lot of your listeners might not realize that some of that great camera work at that, fashion show was done by myself, you know. I was like right there on the cameras.
You know what? You did a great job. You took direction well, Mike.
good editing, probably.
Yeah, maybe. Good times, Mike, and I look forward to seeing you in person again, my friend. And I know we're going to keep seeing you here in the community. And thanks to Deb for tolerating all of this.
Yeah, she's a good sport
as well. I will let you go unless there's anything final.
That's it. Thanks, Dave.
Make your donations. Mike, we'll see you soon, my friend. Retired Executive Director Michael Hurry from Big Brothers Big Sister Sarnia Lambton. He's also part of the local Rotary Club. And as you can see, he's still got plans to keep doing stuff. I'm wondering if when the hair grows back, if he will be talked into doing it a second time. I don't know. I'm sure there'll be some other ideas out there. You can make your donations, as you see online, right there at sarnia.bigbrothers.ca. And again, this is all going to be happening when he reaches his goals, which he did today. I threw in $100 as well. Hair removal day will be August the 15th. You can also, I'll keep this up on the screen. You can scan your QR code here with your phone. And that'll take you right to the website where you can donate as well, or come to Refined Fool on August the 15th. We'll be doing some follow-up reminding you about that, so keep an eye on the Facebook pages, etc., and we'll keep you informed as to everything that's happening there with Mike Curry. I just think that's – let's look at that one more time. This is the stages, right? There. Yeah. Yeah. Is he happy there? I don't know. Anyway, thanks again, Mike Curry, for all of that. Before I go, I want to go back because I got talking about my trip and I forgot a couple of things here. But I do want to say, as always, thanks to our supporters here on the show who keep us going. We're coming up on 10 years. I think that says something for the show. Active Years Hearing Center, where better hearing begins with you. Thank you, Christine Fiji, for her continued support. Hughes Intelligence Security Systems. AG Event Graphics here on Signs SWBO, a group of companies there. AG Graphics supporting us from day one here on the show. super grateful to them. And of course, talking about our friends from the Oswald's Diner Company. They're still holding on out there, locally owned, family owned, and you can support them. Their menu's at oswelds.com. They're out on Plank Road. If you're a motorcycle rider, you can go out there, and I believe, should make sure, no, I'll say it anyway. If you ride your motorcycle out to Oswald's, you get a 15% discount on your food. What a great deal, right? And Joe's Discount Tire, great supporters here as well. In fact, Joe's Discount Tire, you see the show on the go that I drive around town, that van came from them, and the tires from them as well. So thank you for their support as well. And of course, thanks to all of you. A couple things I want to go over though too, coming up, and thanks to my son Jason for last Sunday covering the Western Ontario Outlaws Lawn Tractor Racing, supported the live stream, supported by Lugnuts Truck and Trailer Repair. Thanks to Corey LaPointe and his family for their support. I'll be back there on August the 8th. Races start at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, run until about 4:30. If you haven't been out there, come on out there. It's $10 a car or $5 a person. Motorcycles, I think I got to figure out a price for you. But come on out there, enjoy some live lawn tractor racing. It is exciting to watch. We will be live streaming it. And we'll have the drone out there for the overview as well. And thanks again to Lugnuts Truck and Trailer Repair. And here on the show with David Burrows, we're happy to support that along with the Video Show Network as well. So check that out. They got a Facebook group as well if you want to find out more. If you want to do some fun things around Ontario's Blue Coast, you can do that with a new app. It's just called Ontario's Blue Coast on the Apple Store or Google Play Store. Download it. It's a free app. And then when you do things and travel around and find things, you get rewarded. You get some gift cards. You get some points that are redeemable for different prizes as well. So thanks to Ontario's Blue Coast for that. And then, of course, we got, Mike, look at this. All right, the 999th Legion for Child's Rights, the Sarnia chapter, is a local group of so far about 10 of us now. We've got some new members, and we also ride motorcycles. We're not a motorcycle club. We're a group of riders who like to support child's rights, and we are supporting, you know, anti-bullying, etc. If you want to find out more, go to 999thlegionsarnia.com. I'll post it on the Facebook after. And if you have some more interest, you can send us a message, and we'll talk about that as well. No one stands alone. I've been mentioning this every week because I believe it's super important that no one stands alone. Deb Patel was on here about a month ago now, sharing her booklet that she's put together. I've got some here. Got one here. All right, this is the booklet. And this is really important in our community. A Guide to Resources and Supports for Mental Health. Sarnia Lambton Edition. That means there's more areas going to be covered. If you go to noonestandsalone.ca, you will see where you can get the booklets, a list of places that carry the booklet, and how you can get yours as well. And maybe share it with somebody you think might need that support. And, you know, when I do this show every week, I have a lot of people I get to talk to, and I learn about a lot of organizations. And I went through this book, and I was like, wow, I didn't even know that existed. Never heard of that one. So make sure you check that out. And just keep supporting each other, right, and doing all the good positive things that we need to have happen here in our community. And, of course, motorcycles are on the road. Watch out for the motorcycles. Drive aware and ride aware. And, hey, for those of you riding a motorcycle as well, respect goes both ways on the road, right? We riders got to be just as respectful to the cars and bicycles and everything else on the road. Be safe out there. That's really important. All right, short one today. Thanks again to my guest, Michael Hurry, and thanks to all of you, as always, for being here. And it's really important to me to do this, and you being here just makes it all that much more important. Enjoy the rest of your holiday today. I think I'm going for a motorcycle ride. That's all the time I got for you this week. Have a great week and an even better weekend. I will see you next time right here on the show. Bye for now.